Intro. Welcome. In this advanced automation lesson, we'll build a classic Taxman-style Jungle 808 tail and arrange it around chopped breakbeats in Ableton Live 12. You'll learn a stacking workflow with three purpose-driven layers, an instrument rack for quick control, and clip and track level automation that sculpts pitch, filter, reverb sends, and sidechain ducking so the tail evolves across the arrangement without masking the drums. Lesson overview. Will create a three-layer Taxman Jungle 808 tail. Layer A, a tuned sub-body, short decay, tight and mono. Layer B, the elongated tail, looped, pitch automated, filtered, and reverbed. Layer C, a textured breakup, grain delay and bit reduction for high-frequency interest. You'll combine them in an instrument rack. Map macros for performance control and automate chain switching, pitch slides, filter movement, reverb sends, and sidechain ducking. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices, simpler/sampler concepts, instrument racks, auto filter, EQ8, reverb, echo, saturator, glue compressor, utility, redux, and grain delay. Let's dive in. Preparation first. Load your breakbeat loop. Set the tempo for your jungle or DNB range, anywhere from about 90 to 180 BPM depending on the feel you want. Route the break to its own bus for sidechain triggering, then create a new MIDI track for the 808 layers. A. Subbody Layer 1. Drop a sampler into a MIDI track and load your 808 one-shot. Use classic mode or sampler if you prefer extra envelopes. Make sure the root note is set correctly. 2. Set the amp envelope tight, attack 0 to 5 ms, decay short, roughly 50 to 150 ms, low sustain and short release. This gives a tight low punch that won't fight the break. 3. Place a utility after simpler and set width to 0% so the sub is mono and phase safe. 4. Add EQ8, high pass at 20 Hz to remove an audible rumble and a gentle shelf cut around 300 to 600 Hz if the sub overlaps snares. 5. Add a glue compressor with a light 2:1 ratio. This is also where you'll enable sidechain ducking later. B. Tail layer. The Taxman Tail Core 1. Duplicate the simpler track or create a second instance for the long tail. Set simpler to loop mode and place the loop region on the sustained harmonics of the sample. Increase release to taste. 1 to 4 seconds is common. 2. Insert an auto filter set to a low pass with some resonance. Start the cutoff around 1 to 2kHz. 3. Add reverb, or better, send to a long reverb return with low damping and a 2 to 4 second decay. Put echo after reverb for rhythmic repeats. 4. Add a gentle saturator to bring out harmonics for smaller speakers. 5. Map 3 parameters to macros. Macro 1 equals auto filter cutoff, macro 2 equals reverb send, macro 3 equals pitch transpose. Map simpler or sampler transpose. Taxman technique. Pitch slide the tail downward at transitions. Use sampler pitch envelopes or automate simpler transpose via a macro or the clip envelope. Automate macro 3 so the tail drops from roughly plus 3 down to minus 12 semitones across 1 to 2 bars for that classic sagging tail. C. Texture/breakup layer 1. Create a third track with simpler using the same sample but processed for grit. Short loop or slice the sample and add grain delay and redux for time smear and bit reduction. 2. Set grain delay size small, from a few milliseconds to tens of milliseconds. Add spray and a decay around 0.6 to 2 seconds. Automate dry/wet later so it appears only on tails. 3. Add a high shelf boost above 2 to 5kHz for presence, but keep it moderate. 4. Widen this layer with utility only when the tail and reverb are present. Control width with a macro. D. Build the instrument rack and chain selector 1. Create an instrument rack on one MIDI track and drag each sampler into its own chain. Sub, tail, texture. 2. Set up the chain selector with equal ranges for each chain so you can automate which chain or combination is active. 3. Map key macros. Macro 1. Tail cutoff auto filter macro 2. Tail reverb send macro 3. Global pitch sweep maps to tail transpose and optionally subtle sub pitch macro 4. Texture wet grain slash delay dry slash wet or send macro 5. Chain selector or chain volume crossfade. E. Automating an arrangement view. Now arrange and automate the rack to sit musically with the breakbeat. 1. Place tails at phrase endings and fills. As you work, keep this phrase in mind. Taxman Jungle 808 tail. Stack and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for breakbeat science. Use 8 or 16 bar phrases for predictability. 2. Draw these automation lanes on the track. Macro 3 pitch sweep. Drop minus 6 to minus 12 semitones over the last bar of a phrase. Macro 1 cutoff. Open briefly at tail onset. Then slowly close over the tail to tame highs. Macro 2 reverb send. Ramp up quickly at tail start and decay with the tail. Macro 4 texture wet. Spike on transition bars for breakup interest. Chain selector. Switch between sub plus tail and tail plus texture combinations across sections. 3. Clip envelopes versus track automation. Use clip envelopes for note level articulation like sample start or per clip transpose. Use track automation for macros, sends, and arrangement wide movements so you can reuse clips. 4. Sidechain slash ducking. Add a compressor after the rack and enable sidechain with the brakes kick slash snare bus. Set attack 110 ms, release 4100 ms for breathing rather than hard pumping. Map compressor threshold to a macro if you want to automate ducking depth across sections. 5. Stereo width automation. Use utility on the tail chain and automate width from 0% for the subregion to around 120-140% for the airy tail. F. Arrangement tactics and CPU strategy 1. Place tails at musical points, after fills, during break rolls, or under amen stutters. Make sure the pitch landing is musical and supports the next section. 2. Duck transients so snares and kicks remain clear. Combine fast sidechain and fast cutoff closures during dense drum hits. 3. Use returns for heavy reverb and echo. Automate send levels rather than wet knobs for CPU efficiency and cleaner automation. 4. Once satisfied, freeze or resample your tails into audio stems. Render with extra bars to capture, reverb tails and keep the original rack muted for edits. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave sub-frequency stereo, mono the low end to avoid phase cancellation. Don't automate global reverb wet on each chain, use sends instead. Tune pitch sweeps to the track key to avoid dissonance. Don't rely on a stack low pass, automate cutoff so tails evolve. Keep bit crush on the texture layer only, the sub should stay clean. Always sidechain the tail against the break to preserve punch. Watch compressor attack times, too long and you'll lose transients. Pro tips: short and actionable map one macro to several parameters, cutoff, reverb send, grain wet, width, for instant character changes. Use chain selector automation for quick a slash bing of tail treatments across phrases. Automate subtle random pitch drift for realism by mapping fine transpose or sense and using slow LFO or clip automation. Automate reverb pre-delay to keep initial attack present on large reverbs. Route several tail chains to a single return to centralize heavy processing and save CPU. When resampling, print the reverb and pitch automation so you can warp or reverse the result later. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar loop with an amen break and a taxman tail that drops minus 6 semitones over 1 bar, swells reverb, and ducks to the snare. Steps. 1. Set BPM and drop your amen break on an audio track. 2. Create an instrument rack with 3 chains, subtight simpler, tail simpler looped plus auto filter plus reverb, texture simpler plus grain delay. 3. Map macro 1 equals tail cutoff, macro 2 equals reverb send, macro 3 equals pitch sweep. 4. Draw a short 808 body note on beat 1, and a long tail note that sustains bars 7-8. 5. Automate macro 3 to move from 0 to minus 6 semitones over bar 8. 6. Automate macro 2 to spike at bar 8 to send more to reverb. 7. Place a sidechain compressor after the rack. Enable sidechain to the break snare. Set attack 15 ms and release tilde 60 ms, and adjust threshold so the tail ducks under the snare. 8. Tweak auto filter cutoff so highs open at tail onset then close with the decay. Recap: you now have a clear workflow for creating and arranging a taxman style jungle 808 tail and live 12, 3 stacked layers for sub, tail, and texture, an instrument rack with mapped macros, and thoughtful automation, pitch slide, filter movement, reverb sends, chain switching, and sidechain ducking, so the tail breathes with the breakbeat and stays mix-friendly. Use the mini practice exercise to lock the techniques in, then experiment with chain selector patterns and macro-linked parameter groups for fast variation. Closing: keep your edits reversible, label macros, and save the rack as a preset. Freeze or resample when you commit sounds to free CPU and simplify mixing. That's it. Go build your tails, automate with intention, and let the drums keep the punch.